This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, Louisiana brand hot sauce knows how to turn your platter into a party because flavor favors the bowl, just like Louisiana brand hot sauce, which brings to you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going there?
We're doing well. Hope you are doing good as well. I know last night wasn't the desired. I got in trouble there. I know last night wasn't the desired result, but I was kind of curious your thoughts about the evolution of Wyatt Langford as a hitter, or is it just simply he's a rookie? He's naturally going to change things up as he goes.
Right, right. Last night was done. And, you know, we ran in a really well pitched game. We saw what he did last year to us, but we found a way to win that game. He's a guy that stays up the barrel. I think we only hit two balls hard last night. Langford, maybe three. Langford hit two. And of course, Dolley hit one there in the ninth. But getting back to Wyatt, you're just seeing the growth of this kid. I mean, he didn't get a full year in minor leagues. Here he is facing major league coaching. And so it's only going to get better with him. And, we talk about his hitting, and that's just going to get better and better with his knowledge of the pitchers. I mean, he's got bat speed, he's got strength, he's got all that. So, and he's got a good eye at the plate. But it's just his overall game. He's fun to watch. I've said this many times, I'd love watching him, how hard he goes out there on defense or running the bases. He stole two yesterday. He just is a complete baseball player. And I got him in a three hole, and playing around with that a little bit. I could see that being a spot for him at some point. And it doesn't matter to him where he hits. He doesn't ever say a word, whether second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. He just comes out here and plays hard.
I know Mikey B, our co-host, is in Arizona with you guys calling the game for TV. And we talk a lot with him about, the swings for each one of these guys. And we've talked about Wyatt Langford a lot. Was there an adjustment at some point with his swing, or was it more about, for me, I just felt like he got his pro timing down. What is it for you?
Yeah, I think more than anything, he just got his timing. He got a reference of major league pitching, velocity, the breaking balls, and he's, the more you see major league pitching or good fastballs, the more comfortable you're going to get. It just slows things down. When you play college ball the year before, you don't see that on a consistent basis. You may run into it once in a while, whether he faces Skeens or somebody, but every night he's seen really good arms. And that's a big adjustment. We threw a lot at him, including hitting him in the heart of the order. And then he had the injury that set him back a little bit, but it's only getting better with him. He's had a tough year as far as the calls. He doesn't get rewarded for having a good eye at the plate sometimes when they call that ball just off the plate. But he handles that well, too. He's a professional. I mean, he's not a young man. He's a man.
I know a lot of folks are excited about Rocker and DeGrom coming up, and I definitely get that. But with Bradford, Scherzer coming back as well, I'm curious how you guys are going to handle Jack Leiter. Will he continue to start? Will he bounce back and forth from the bullpen? What's the big picture idea there?
Yeah, we're talking about it. We still like to keep Jack going. It could be in the bullpen. Don't have him penciled in right now. I'm kind of waiting to see how pitchers get through it, who may need a day. See how Max is doing. He's going Saturday. Leiter's going to continue to get some innings and continue to pitch. And so it's going to be up to us to be creative, to find that work for him, because I think he's making progress. But we do want to see Kumar throw some here. Now, as we go into next year, we have a better idea about where we're at with this rotation. To me, that's always the priority as you go into season, to have that rotation set.
And this kind of goes into that. I'm curious, when you talked about being creative with Leiter, how important is it to just get him innings and see how he does versus like starting the game innings? Like, how do you differentiate the importance between those two?
With Jack?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you know what? You never know what his role could be, you know, whether starting or similar to what Dunning has done for us. I have another guy that could be a starter or a long man. I'm not saying he's not a guy that could be our guy in the rotation every fifth day. But, you know, you do want to keep options open there. And sometimes that's a great way to develop pitchers. That's the old school way. You know, make him a long guy, get him more and more comfortable. And I think with Jack, I think we have to keep our options open to see what's best for him. But you see him getting better. His last couple starts, they've been better. He's getting, you know, that sense of belonging, as we say. So we'll have this kind of figured out here the next few days on what we do the rest of the way. I don't see us going to a 7-man, but I see us going to a 6-man. These guys pitching every seventh day because of these days off.
Boach, I've always been kind of curious too with younger pitchers versus older pitchers. Do you have a different approach on gaining their trust, and do you have a different way of like them gaining your trust too?
Well, I think, you know, that's something that has to be earned on both sides. You know, you want them to know that you believe in them and they can trust you, and then you're finding out about them with their work, how they prepare and everything, and as the game goes, how they're handling that, pitching behind or pitching with the lead, things like that. And, you know, this comes with experience, getting better at all these things. But on my side, I just try to let them be who they are. Mike's the one to spend a lot of time with them in the bullpen and getting ready for a game and all that. But I want them to know, hey, I'm behind them. And just give you an example. You know, Jack, we tied the game. I let him go back out there in the sixth to start before. You know, where it's a one-run game. He went back out there in the sixth. Now, yeah, you can protect him, whatever. But, you know, I talked to him and said, listen, you know, that's the trust we have in you, and he needs to know that.
Oh, that's great. I like that part of it. You know, earlier in the season, I've always wanted to ask you this throughout the year, too. I just keep forgetting. Jared Sandler had one of your former, I think it was a former player, maybe it was a former guy that coached with you on the pregame show, and he said, you know, the respect is there, but there's also this demand that Bochy has, that you know the demand is there. And when he says that, is that something that you vocalize, or is it just, there's a known, you got to do your job? What is the demand that comes from Bruce Bochy?
Well, I think any manager has his demands, and, you know, that's to do things right, play the game right, honor the game with how you go about your business out there, and that's going down the line and playing hard. You know, those things, you know, this game's been going on over 100 years. That's all I ask is go out there and just give us your best effort and do what you can to help us win a ball game. It's pretty simple. And, you know, if that's not there, then that's up to me to make a change or pull them or whatever it takes. That's, you know, the biggest thing I can talk about, my demands. I'm a big believer in culture with the club, and you know, I want guys to be a good teammate, and that's kind of CY's mantra too when I came here. So anyway, it's all about doing things the right way. That's all I ask, and these guys have been great about it.
One of the players that it feels fits exactly what you would be looking for, Marcus Semien, the Roberto Clemente Award nominee from the Texas Rangers. I'm just curious how prestigious it is to be that club selection, let alone perhaps winning the entire award for the league.
Yeah, you always talk about a player's talent and what they can do on the field and those things, but you know, this is character. This tells you who a person is, and this is what stays with you your whole life. And so this is very meaningful, and it's a great honor, and Marcus should be honored. It's just, you know, shows what the person is about, what You know, he's just not. It's just not about baseball with him. He wants to, you know, do what he can in the community, help the needy, whatever. And so this, I really think is one of the highest honors that a baseball player can get.
Boj, I'm considering taking a bet up with my co-host Kevin here on
what?
Whether or not Kumar Rocker is going to throw a no-hitter on his first time out. What should I take that or no? Is that a bad bet? Or how would you go about it?
Well, I guess you have to give me what the odds are. Are they out there yet? But no, I'll get you inside.
300 to 1.
If I could tell you he'd go 9, then I'd go for it. But he's not going to go 9, so I don't think that's a good one.
What do you kind of though want to see expect out of Rocker, because what he's done in the minors so far has been very impressive.
Yeah, he's been going 5 innings, so you know, we can at least go there, maybe a little farther, see how the innings go. But you look at his numbers, what he's been doing, he's earned this. I mean, he forced it because we were thinking, okay, we'll bring him in spring training. He'll compete for a spot. But now, with how he's throwing the ball, it's unreal. So we want him to get a little bit of time up here and give him a chance to take away that unknown factor as he goes into spring training, you know, what it's like up here, what it's like to pitch up here and face major league hitters. So I'm looking forward to him.
Do you feel like the general idea is, I know he'll only get a handful of starts, but you'd like to pitch, he'd pitch well enough that you'd be like, we could probably put him in the rotation versus he has to win a spot in the rotation like you were talking about in spring training?
Yeah, well, the way he's throwing the ball, you're always going to keep it competitive. You can't ever take that away, especially with young players. You know, they don't have a lot of time up here, whatever. But still, you look at the body of work and you go, okay, you know, he's ready. And you got to, believe that throughout the organization. And I think and that's how we all feel right now. Now you go to spring training, hopefully he carries that into, what he's been doing here this year. That's including Jack, all these young players, the Bradfords. You go to spring training, you have a good idea. Yeah, sometimes you have to adjust. Things don't go well. But I think this guy's showing that he's ready to pitch up here, and that's why he's here.
Rangers fans are very excited about DeGrom as well. Same kind of question in terms of, how long we might hope or expect to see him out there. What do you think are the possible expectations for DeGrom on Friday?
Yeah, I'd say around 5 innings, somewhere in there. Of course, the pitch count's always going to come into play, around 60 or so, could be a little more. But he's feels great. He's been throwing well, obviously, when you look at what he's been doing down there. So, it's going to be exciting to have Kumar, to him, to Max the next day. It'd been nice to have these guys all year.
That feels like the story of the season, at least part absolutely. Right there. Thank you very much, good sir. I know y'all's game's coming up in just a couple hours. We appreciate you making the time with us.
All right. Let's get some hits and runs today.
There you go. Go get Rangers.
Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of these days he's still going to be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be like, did one of y'all say that several weeks ago?
I have a prediction that by the next time he's going to say go get Rangers as he gets off the phone with us. That's what I'm betting is going to happen, Kevin. I think he's going to be like, I've heard this kid say it so many times. I'm going to say it before he does. Okay. And when Kevin tries to bump me off air, because that's what you do. You're like, all right, now you get out of here, Boch.
He's
like,
a game in
and,
a couple hours.
I understand that, but I think he's going to be like, all right, Kevin, go get Rangers. And we're going to be all excited and happy.
We'll see how that goes.